morning, Rachel. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Dr. Tenpenny. Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here with all of you.
Thank you so much. And where are you located?
I am licensed in the state of Florida, and I fled Tampa Bay. I'm in Virginia now, out in the woods.
You fled Tampa Bay? What does that mean? I thought everybody and their brother was moving to Florida these days.
Well, you know, I fled the sorcery. You know, I was in a relationship with a pharmacist, and, you know, we had basically, we were not in unity over the truth about the, you know, the jabs. So I left. I lost the man that I loved over this situation.
Well, I'm sad that you lost the man you love, but I'm proud that you stood your ground. You know, that's not easy. You know, for years, I've done a lot of radio shows where I've said that when people are dating, that they really need to put the vaccine topic on the table, you know, so because it's a difficult topic. We talk about money and jobs and religion and careers and favorite colors and, you know, all those things, but we don't talk about the potential of having children and what that might mean in terms of vaccinating them. And now you're talking about dating someone who is making a life and death decision with their heart, body, and soul over these genetic modification tools. So I'm sorry for your heart, but I'm happy for your soul.
Thank you.
Yeah, so how did you, was this somebody you've been dating for a while?
So, yeah, I met him in nursing school, and he's a pharmacist. He works at Walgreens. I love him dearly. I always will. And, you know, when I finished school, I basically, my first YouTube video ever was called Cancer Lace Vaccines that YouTube took down, my 9-minute video. So when I was 18 years old in the Navy, I was a hospital corpsman, and I was injecting newborn babies with the cancer cell line that we now know as MRC5, which was always written in the insert as immortalized and continuous. And so I said, babe, you know, we have to look at this as followers of God, you know, we can't be a part of this. This is the sorcery in Revelation chapter 18 that has deceived all nations. And I literally sat down with him with the insert, and he wasn't able to see it. And so it's like, it was literally like he was under a spell. That's the only way I could describe it. And so, you know, though seeing, they don't see, though hearing, they don't perceive, the Bible says. And so we were not in unity. And the Bible says, to let there be no divisions among you, that ye be of one mind and one judgment. And we were divided. And so a house divided against itself can't stand. So after 5 years of, you know, kind of hitting him over the head with it, I mean, then Walgreens started vaccinating children 3 and up. Remember when that happened in Florida? They passed legislation. So I said, these kids are going to grow up to have autoimmune disease and cancer, and you have no accountability for it.
And the response was?
God hasn't shown me that yet.
Wow.
Spell. Strong delusion. So, you know, this delusion that the Lord says he would send for those who have not loved the truth, because they don't love the truth, they're deceived. They're blinded by the idolatry, the idol of science. I call it the weird cult of science worship. And when you idolize something, you put something above the knowledge of God, it blinds and deafens you to the truth. It's a very dangerous place to be.
Wow, what a strong voice. Thank you so much for doing that. So I'm assuming, so you moved to Virginia, so I'm assuming you were also licensed in Virginia?
I have not transferred my license here, nor do I really want to. I have my ministry, Fisher of Men, and I'd like to keep my covenant with God, because I don't need a license to heal the sick, first of all, and I don't want to play their games. So Florida is a good state, and that's where I'll keep my license for now. In the meantime, I can teach people how to heal themselves.
So start in with that. Tell us a little bit. You know, I just barely know a little bit about you. I've spent time on your website. You know, I've read about you. I've seen some of the things you've done. But what is Fisher of Men Healing Ministry really about?
So I'll just give my quick speech. I go by the forensic nurse. I expose medical crime one misdiagnosis at a time. I'm a Navy hospital veteran, a hospital corpsman veteran. And after I finished my RN training, I studied for 4 years in the Doctor of Natural Medicine program. So I'm a naturopath, and I help people reverse disease naturally all around the world. Fisher of Men Ministry is a healing ministry and a vaccine re-education ministry. So, you know, the Bible says all things that are done in the dark will come to light. All of this deception has always been that from the beginning. And someone asked me recently in an interview about the vaccine being a bioweapon. I said, well, they all are. And it's funny that you mentioned Dr. Frank Schallenberg, because I have a list on my website under self-help resources called Find an Ozone Doctor. And I need to update that list desperately. A lot of those doctors are not around. So Dr. Frank Schallenberger, he does the ozone training, and that's absolutely phenomenal. I used to work for a compounding pharmacy. So I'm an IV infusion nurse. And before I left home, I was doing things like intravenous peroxide. I was doing intravenous ascorbic acid, vitamin C. Okay. And we were ordering the best stuff you could find. We had quercetin that you could nebulize and give intravenously. Also artemisia, which is wormwood. So we don't need any of these pharma drugs. And what I tell people is this, there's nanotechnology in everything. Okay. I found it in Cipro. And if you look up the word VMAT2, VMAT2 under the patents, this is the God gene that they've been manipulating. And, you know, the Bible says inventors of evil things. Well, what do? They patent their ideas. So I started exposing what was right there in front of us. I started reading the vaccine inserts. My brother was vaccine injured also. He was born with Down syndrome, and then the autism came after the shots. He's nonverbal. He's 19. He's doing well. But that touched me, and all you have to do is read the inserts, brothers and sisters. It was always there. The continuous immortalized cell line, that is cancer.
Yes, definitely it is. And I remember when I first learned that, you know, back way back when, seems like another lifetime ago now that I've been doing all of this vaccine stuff, but about using the term immortalized cells, which makes those cells of the MRC5 and the WI31 and the PRC6 cells, which they use to develop the AstraZeneca shots, the ATK cells, which are the kidney cells that they use to create the Johnson & Johnson shots. When I first, and there's a whole list of them, and Children of God, what is it, Children of God is childrenofgod.org, I believe, is the site.
She's out of Clearwater, I think she's out of Clearwater, Florida, actually.
Isn't that the correct site?
Something like that. It's Children of God. They put a lot of information about aborted fetal tissue.
Right. That you can learn all about all the different aborted fetal cell lines, the ones that are used for rubella vaccine. So for people who don't know, cell lines from aborted fetal tissue are used in rubella vaccine, so it's in MMR. It's in chickenpox. It's in shingles shot. It's in hepatitis A. And it's in the Johnson & Johnson shot, and it's in the AstraZeneca shot. So it's amazing how not only the Catholic Church, but all the Protestant churches ignore that and say, oh, it's just fine. It's more important for you to get these injections and not get the flu than to be injected with cells of aborted fetal tissue. That has to just like make your skin crawl, doesn't it?
Well, let me tell you what I found. So when I looked on slideshare.net, it's under the Pfizer jab ingredients are there. Now, it says BioNTech. So bio means living, right? Then you've got the N in there, which is nanotechnology, and then tech. So you're living with technology, man with machine. So in that, I found the word mutant. Okay, mutant is something that is changed or altered in its form. So it says mutant neon green DNA. Okay, so also the HEK cells, the aborted fetal kidney, is in the Pfizer jab, and you can look this up on slideshare.net. So, you know, all of their stuff is there. The enemy will tell you. All you have to do is look for the truth, okay? The patents are there. Search VMAT2. Look on SlideShare. So that's what I found, and myself and Dr. Truat did the biblical view on the mRNA vaccine bioweapon, and we get into that VMAT2 gene, where that frontal lobe of your brain, they want to engineer that to shut off. When you pray, that frontal lobe lights up. But that VMAT2, that FunVax vaccine that they put out way back when, was to engineer, to cut you off, your connection to God. And it's patented. They patent their evil ideas. So let me read Romans chapter 1, verse 28 real quick. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do things which are not convenient. So what I'm seeing now spiritually across the whole planet is the reprobate mind. When people have rejected the truth to a certain point, now God rejects them and curses their mind. He curses their conscience, seared with a hot iron, it says. So people, brothers and sisters, all I can say is don't be frustrated. Understand that this stuff is biblical. This is prophetic. Prophecy is unfolding. So we need to be praying for our brothers and sisters who are deceived, because it's like people are banging their head on a wall. But I see that it's their mind is cursed. They're cut off because they have rejected the truth. They have rejected the knowledge.
They have. And, you know, we've been talking about this a lot. You know, we've been talking about it here every week with many of the guests that I've had. I'm working a lot with Scott Kesterson at Bards FM. And Scott does four podcasts a day and is very hot, hitting hard and heavy what we are doing with these nanotechnology, genetic modification injections that are irreversibly changing our genes. And you mentioned about that Funvax shot. You know, the spike, all four of the currently most prominently used shots, you know, Moderna and Pfizer work similarly. J&J and AstraZeneca work similarly. These are the ones that have the adenovirus, one from the monkey and one from human, that have DNA inside of them. The other two insert messenger RNA. The end game of all four of those is to create a spike protein and an antibody to the spike protein. The antibody of the antibody that is created can punch holes in your blood-brain barrier. And as it punches holes in your blood-brain barrier, the spike protein can then go into your brain and modify the FUS gene. And when you modify the FUS gene, you can get an early onset ALS, or it can also lead to cancer. It can also modify the TDP-43 protein, which is just important to remember. It can modify a protein that can lead to frontal temporal lobe dementia. So frontal temporal lobe is where your ears live, dementia, and they actually call it frontal temporal lobe degeneration, which means you end up with prion disease, which your brain has holes in it that looks like Swiss cheese. And so we we know that the spike protein does that specifically, and that study that came out 2 weeks ago from the Salk Institute where they developed the polio vaccine in the 50s, they've determined unequivocally that the spike protein that is being made is causing unbelievable disease. And they even say, the researchers and scientists actually even said, why is it that we are injecting 50 billion particles twice to create proteins that we know unequivocally are going to kill you? And so for those of you that missed my webinar a week ago Saturday, you can still get the replay. You can still purchase that on drtenpenny.com if you want to listen to all of it. Or you can get the ebook by itself, The 21 Mechanisms of Injury, How the COVID Shots Are Going to Make You Sick or Even Kill You. And you can do that by going to drtenpenny.com. So we're getting to the bottom of our hour here, and I want to make sure everybody knows this is Rachel Seller, and that she is a New Covenant nurse that teaches biblical healing according to the Bible and has an organization, Fishers of Men Healing Ministry, and she's now in Virginia. And so you can reach her through her website. So what do you think about all of these things now causing the infertility? And from a natural, holistic perspective, have you come across anything that might be beneficial to people to lower those spike proteins in their body and to help to protect them from this transmission that's happening from person to person? Since we really don't know what's being transmitted, it's a little bit challenging to figure out how to block it. But I'm sure you've got something to share with that through your healing ministry. What have you found, Rachel?
Well, nano blood cleansing techniques is always something I've been teaching. Myself and natural nurse in a toxic world, Kate Shimarani, we've done a bioweapon preparedness video from the beginning. My pastor in Florida has been around the world healing the sick with a formulation that the Lord gave him, and his website is natureigns.com, reigns spelled R-E-I-G-N-S. This is a nano blood cleansing tonic. It's liquid, And it's also important to do the ear, nose, and throat protocols. So 2 drops of the food-grade hydrogen peroxide in each ear, cleansing up here with the natural solutions of the oregano or colloidal silver. And that tonic can also be nebulized. So it's naturereins.com. And it's oregano, chrysanthemum, geranium, neem, in a liquid formulation. So it's very potent, and we don't need pharma drugs. So there are natural solutions. As far as the pregnancy thing goes, I think all of these shots have always been causing birth defects. Like in Texas in 2012, they were tracking rare birth defects, the microcephaly thing. I said it has to be related to this shot, this whole Zika narrative. But these things are gene altering. This is an infectious blood product. It's important that people do not call this a therapy. Nothing therapeutic about it. Therapeutic means healing. And so infectious blood products, the bovine serum, 10% that's in this Pfizer jab, these cows contain brain-eating parasites, prions, okay? Mad cow disease. This is what we're talking about. And not only that, but it's physical and spiritual. So not only is God cursing people's minds, you can see it's a physical manifestation of them being turned over to their vile, I call it a satanic religion. The weird cult of science worship is a satanic religion, and it is basically blood ritual of human and animal sacrifice for their vaccine witchcraft.
Well, it doesn't get any clearer than that. Vaccine witchcraft, I love that. Have you spent any time, or are you familiar with BioLogos, the BioLogos.com site? Mm-hmm. You may want to just take a look at that, only because it will give you more fuel for your fire in terms of bullets for your spiritual gun. It's the creepiest site ever. It's all about scientism. And BioLogos, mm-hmm. actually, the site was actually founded by Francis Collins, who's head of the NIH. And they are all about saying we can take the Bible, and we can meld it with science, and we can show where these two things should come together. Except they throw out the creation birth. They throw out. They're all about evolution. They're not about. They don't believe in the Adam and Eve story. They think it's ridiculous in terms of the time frames. They don't believe in the original sin. There's no reason for it. Jesus was just a good teacher. He didn't come here to save anybody. And because there wasn't anything to save, because there wasn't really an Adam and Eve, and there was no original Adam and Eve story. And so BioLogos has been around. I think that organization was founded, 2008 or 9, after Francis Collins wrote his book, something that I don't recall the title of the book, but something about how science and religion can coexist, except religion can only coexist with science if science wins. And so it's something that I've been fighting against. The other thing I've been fighting against, if you're not familiar with this site, is stateoftheology.com, where every 2 to 3 years they survey pastors and people who claim to be solid Christians, and they ask questions like, do you believe that the Bible was the holy inspired word of God? Like only 51% of people who claim to be Christians say yes. And then they say, was Jesus really the Son of God? No, he was just kind of a good teacher. Like 70% said yes. And so it tells you kind of the state of the church and why we have the problems that we have. So what else how do people reach you if they want to be a part of your Fisher of Men healing ministry? And do you do things by Skype or in person or both? Tell us a little bit more about your ministry.
Well, I review cases from all around the world, and most of it's vaccine injury and misdiagnosis. So I help people, I give them, advanced and sophisticated protocols that they can follow. I have Dr. Dietrich Klinghart's Klinghart Academy on my website, self-help information. So each case that I review, we build a customized plan for them. And it is theforensicnurse.org or fisherofmenministry.org. So that's basically what I do. I give the suppressed information, all the natural healing protocols that have always been there, help people with that and teach them how to heal themselves naturally at home, and getting off these pharma drugs you know, correcting that iodine deficiency and getting off the Synthroid, all this, all these junk meds, you know, that have toxified our minds and bodies.
What do you think is the, give us an example of a challenging type of case that you've taken care of and been able to heal with natural medicine and prayer.
So there was a 26-year-old female who is vaccine injured. She had toxic mold in her body. She was tested at GreatPlainsLaboratory.com. So she was mold toxic, all, I believe, because of the HPV vaccine and the genetically modified yeast that was in there. But also she had aluminum in her nervous system and virus. So she had dysautonomia, which she would, she's a small girl like me. She would stand up, her heart would race, the blood pressure would drop. So she had, you know, this glitch in her nervous system. Everything that she ate, she was extremely, like, reactive to because of this vaccine injury. So she ended up doing, what was it, Japanese knotweed, Morinda, not Moringa, Morinda, and golden, is it golden thread, got that. She had gone to a specialist in New York that did applied kinesiology with her, figured out she was just reactive to everything. So she had a virus in her nervous system related to the vaccine. She was mold toxic because of the vaccine, and all these, the doctor had her on some kind of steroid to control the heart rate and all that stuff, but it had aluminum in it. So I read the inserts, and even the Synthroid, everyone's taking the thyroid med, this has aluminum in it. So that was a complicated case.
Wow. How long did it take for her to get better?
Quite a while. I mean, maybe 3 to 6 months to really have some changes.
That's not a long time.
A little bit.
That's not a long time.
But what I do is also I help people locate practitioners in their area. So I have that ozone doctor list. And that's really critical, is finding a qualified practitioner who knows how to do bedside diagnostics and do a proper assessment, helping them find that and get away from these crazy allopaths who push, you know, the poison and the meds and the misdiagnosis.
And I think that now that they have approved this new Pfizer shot, this genetic modification tool for 12 to 15-year-old teenagers, you know, I think that we're going to see, you know, if people, you know, we, part of what we did last night with the spy doctor talk that we did, and Lee Merritt said it flat out, she said, if people do not, at this point in time, understand that this is a depopulation agenda, they're killing people off at the top end, the elderly, and now in the 50-somethings. And once you depopulate the planet, how to make sure that that is successful is to make sure that the people on the younger end are infertile. If people don't get that by now, there's no helping them.
Let me say something quick about that. The nurses of the Third Reich were Nazi. They worked in the Nazi era where they were killing babies. They were sterilizing the handicapped. And even in the state of Virginia, up until the 1970s, sterilization of the handicapped was legal and in their legislation. It was a common thing. So that all comes from history, is repeating itself. We are no different today than the Nazi era of the, you know, eugenics, ethnic cleansing and sterilization of the population through injection.
Wow. So did they do that through, do you know what kind of injections they used, or was it just vaccines of some kind?
You know, they did so much experimenting, I'm not exactly sure, but you can look up the documentary. It was called The Killing Nurses of the Third Reich. And so these nurses would get rid of the handicapped. They would stand in line. The babies that were born handicapped, they would have to report, and they would get paid, and they would gas chamber them. They would experiment on them, and they would inject them with things. But this era today is no different from the past. So, you know, you can see that the churches have failed, because I'm the only one in the grocery store in this crazy state of Virginia not wearing a mask. Everybody is walking in fear. So, you know, they're enslaved to that fear, that spirit of fear, because they're not following God. They're not walking in God's authority, and they don't know their authority.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, it's true. And I think that, and I've said this for months now, that if the governors in all 50 states came out and said, no more masks, this is ridiculous, stop it, at least 50% of the population would continue to wear them. And I think that it's because now, I've been saying this a lot lately, is that, because I thought it through a lot. It's like, what's wrong with people? Well, I think that for one thing, they have been they become addicted to the spirit of fear. It's like why people go to scary movies, like people that really like to go to the gory horror movies, because they like that adrenaline, fear-based stuff that they get from watching that. And so we've spent a year feeding that addiction, feeding that junkie addiction of what they do from that fear. And they don't want to give it up. You know, if they can be more fearful. I was at the airport yesterday. I was coming home from Dallas. It was the first time I ever saw this, like, in an airport. We're standing in line. We're getting ready to board. And there was a guy, like, I don't know, three people in front of me. And he looked like he was probably in his, I don't know, late 50s, early 60s. And he had on his silly mask. And it just barely had dropped. You know, he was talking to his wife. And he turned back this way, and his little mask had dropped below his nose. This gal woman came from like three or four people behind me and came up and said, "Do what you're supposed to do. Wear your mask appropriately." He said, "Don't you be telling me what to do." And he said, "If you don't like what I'm doing, stay away from me. I will stay away from you, and I will report you." And she did. She went up to the airlines, which now, you know, harass you endlessly if you don't appropriately wear their little face diaper. And she actually took a picture of him and went up, and I saw her because I'm sitting across the aisle from her when we got on the airplane. Went up to the stewardess, the flight attendant on the flight, and said, "See that guy back there? He's breaking federal law." I was like, holy cow.
Oh, it's disgusting. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And because people are being destroyed because they lack wisdom. All right? Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are being destroyed for lack of knowledge. They don't have knowledge because they don't fear God. They fear everything else but God. And it's because of that they're cut off. They're blind and deaf. That's the reprobate mind I'm talking about.
Yeah. And remember, you know, the definition of the fear of the Lord is fear means to honor and worship and adore and respect. You know, it's different than the fear porn that we feed everybody about, you know, this virus, considering the fact that our bodies have 100 trillion viruses on them. We are so absolutely terrified of the one virus that globally has a 1% death rate. That's why I say that fear porn is what it is. And people have gotten addicted to it. It's gotten into their spirit. And instead of laying it down at the foot of the cross and asking God to forgive them and remove that spirit of fear from them, oh no, they're going to depend on your shot on a pharmaceutical product, a face diaper, a subjugation to authority that they take away our authority, our God-given authority, and now they are preciously giving it back to us. We're going to release the vast mandates. You should have never had them in the first place. So it's you know, they're giving us back what we should have never allowed them to take away, so that we can continue to be their slave. And anytime they feel like it, mask on, mask off. You know, social distance not in this contact tracing sort of stuff. I mean, it was pretty profound yesterday to watch that. And I know other people have had experiences like that in stores and, you know, whatever. I've never experienced it quite to that level. That this woman, I mean, came running up from behind me. And it wasn't even as though, because, you know, if you're going to be in the airport, you really don't have much of a choice. You just really don't. So I have this cool little mask that I got that it's kind of lacy. It's black. It comes in different colors. I got the black one because it's the most opaque. And it's nothing. It's literally nothing. I mean, you can breathe through it so easily that you don't feel like you have anything on. And that's the only place I wear it is on an airplane. I mean, for entire 2020, I had decided I wasn't going to fly because I wasn't going to do the mask thing. And then it was actually Andy Wakefield and Del Bigtree who both said to me, "Is that the hill you're going to die on, Sherry? We need you around the country. And you really can't just, like, on a weekend drive out to Sacramento and back, right?" And so, you know, I said, well, you know, that's not going to be the hill I'm going to die on, but where I will draw the line is with these shots. I mean, you know, yesterday Delta came out with the new rule that every new Delta employee that they hire on must be injected. So now we're getting closer. Yeah, they must be injected, every new Delta employee. So I guess if you're an existing Delta employee, you get a pass. I don't know. But
so now they're going to spread that everywhere. in those, you know, being in an airplane trapped, circulate that foreign proteins that are shedding everywhere, whatever they are. Ew.
I know. And the same thing with the people sitting around you. I mean, you don't know. So I wear my mask. You know, I take lots of supplements. I do take ivermectin because I do believe that it works. And I think that, and I wear long sleeves and I wear long pants and I try not to get too close to anybody because I have to go places. And so it's the best that it's, would I prefer to not do that? Yes. But they also started making fun of the unvaccinated people now saying, oh, now you guys are going to be so fearful of the people that have got the shot. You're going to go back to wearing masks and distancing and all this other stuff to stay away from the vaccinated. So the division and the divisiveness amongst us, you know, is, it's the sorcerers, it's the pharmakia that are actually doing this.
Yeah, amen to that. You made the disinformation dozen, by the way. So,
I know.
I saw it, but that's, you know, this propaganda is so dangerous because the younger generation, I feel like they're most vulnerable. They won't know what is the truth and the lie if they've never known the truth to begin with. It's very dangerous. So I just encourage everyone to seek the truth from the bottom of your heart and follow God, because the enemy, not only has the enemy sent strong delusion, but so has the Lord. So it's a dangerous trap. And if you're not following God, it's very easy to get ensnared into these traps. And, you know, masking the elderly and masking children is forbidden. That is a satanic ritual, folks. Brothers and sisters, the masks contain bioweapons in there. There's these little worm-like structures. I don't know if they call, not theragrippers, but we've looked at them under the microscope. They have sprayed nanotechnology in the masks. In the swabs, it's a bioweapon in itself. There's nanoparticles in the swab and infectious, what do they call those things? Like more, not, even Natural News said it's not, we're not saying it's Morgellons, but these little filamentous structures in the masks and in the swabs.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, the more that we look into this, and once we get our interview posted from last night, not our interview, our discussion posted from last night, it seems as though there are continuous layers of deception. Like, for example, now, I said a couple of weeks ago, I looked at the Moderna patent, and there's about 35 or 40 different versions. They call it renditions. In this rendition, it'll look like this, and in this rendition, it'll look like this, in this formulation. And so I asked Tom Rentz, our attorney that we work with, I said, are they putting all those things in this patent because it's a patent, and so if anybody else tries to do it, they can claim patent infringement? Or are they listing all those things out for us to understand what they're going to do? He said, yes and yes.
Both.
Yeah. Yes and yes. Both. And so that was, I don't know, that was like in December. And it listed all the ingredients inside of the Moderna shot. And then about 5 weeks ago, maybe not even that long, maybe 4 weeks ago, no, time is so compressed, you know. I go out to the Moderna shop because I feel where I can easily find the patent and snag it if I want to review it. There are now 7 patents listed there, where before there was only 2. And there was a new document that got released a day or two ago saying that we've got this new product, this new ingredient, that is, what is it, SM-102? So I looked at it where it says that this is the new active ingredient inside of the Moderna shot. Well, the SM-102 is completely different because they list out the biochemical formulation in the really long name. It's completely different than the ingredient that was listed in the Moderna shot that I posted on the Baxter website in December of 2020. And I've been saying for a while that since we're now seeing, we're seeing layers and layers and layers of side effects that keep kind of changing. You know, at first we saw a few blood clots and there were massive blood clots, and then there was all this thing with the women's bleeding, and then there was now this whole issue with infertility. And I got a message yesterday of a 20-something-year-old woman who was 32 weeks pregnant, went into labor, the baby died, they lost the baby. They gave her, I don't know, 10, 15 units of blood, and the mom died too. you know, and so these things are layers and layers of these things. And I kept saying, I said, I think they've changed the formula. I mean,
have you seen the magnet thing where the injection site, the magnets are sticking now, and this one lady's like, oh, we're screwed, we're all chipped. And it's like, okay, so now you have that, if it's on the wrong circuit, if it's on the right arm, this can basically short circuit, because your right arm meridian has a different charge, if you will. So you're taking like a magnet with bio north or bio positive or negative and putting it on the wrong field on your body, so you can short your circuit out. And this is just absolute abomination to the temple. And what I always say is, this is cannibalism. Consuming the flesh and blood of your own species, aborted kidney, that's cannibalism. That causes autoimmune disease. When you're exposed to the albumin, that whole blood product, they take the albumin from another person, and you wonder why we have autoimmune disease, because we're consuming the flesh and blood of other humans.
And we're injecting animal parts and animal blood and chicken, you know, the bovine serum, was just, it's a blood sacrifice ritual. I remember you mentioned briefly in passing Kate Shimarani, who's a very dear friend of mine too. And when I first told her about how they harvested the bovine serum, she just got all teared up, and she said, this is a blood sacrifice that they now are putting into, I think, almost all of the shots, all the childhood shots have bovine serum in them. And so it's been a long time, people. And I mean, the good news is now, Rachel, this is Rachel Seller from the Fishers of Men Healing Ministry, that the good news is, you know, let me back up one step. I'm a big believer that you can take lemons and make lemonade, and good things will come out of bad things if you look for the silver lining. And one of the silver linings about all of this COVID nonsense is that people are paying attention now to a level that they've never paid attention to before, and that we've been doing massive human sacrifice and injecting horrific things into our children for generations, and just accepting that by children to get this combo 10, multiple doses of 10 vaccines by the time they're 2 years of age, was just, okay, we'll just do it. Kids have to have their shots. And now suddenly people are looking and understanding, and I'm hoping that people that are becoming so horrified of these COVID shots will turn around and look backwards at the pediatric schedule and become equally as horrified at that stuff. What do you think about that?
I think the people are waking up. This, you know, we are waking up, but this is also the falling away of God's people. So you're seeing the division right down the middle. People are choosing their side, but it is an exhilarating time to be alive, because God gave us everything naturally that we need. The leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. I don't need a single drug, a pharma drug, to fix any problem. I don't care what bioweapon they throw. I have food grade peroxide, even the 35%. You can do protocols with that, with the drops. There's oregano oil. I mean, we have everything natural that we need to cleanse our blood out. So the good news is all that stuff is there. And just, you know what? It's the spirit of truth and unity. Now is the time to be in unity, because, like I said, let there be no divisions among you, that ye be of one mind. So we need to come back to the body of believers and be united in the spirit of truth. I did the People's Nurses International with Kate Shimarani, UK Nurses, the British Nursing Alliance, and Canadian Frontline Nurses, and we were just in the spirit of unity that day, and it just felt amazing, you know, educating the people about what is going on. And I say, I'm here to expose the lies of the enemy, the doctrines of devils that are spread by scientific, government, and academic propaganda designed to kill, steal, and destroy human life.
I so totally agree with that. And what you just said about people, you know, choosing their sides, there's a gap of people in there that I do have a bit of empathy for. Those are the people who early on, like the Pfizer and Moderna shot came online in December of 2020, J&J about February of 2021. So the early on ones who were still living in the spirit of fear, like so much, that claimed to be Christians, and they really hadn't been confronted with this fear doesn't live in the same place as faith, and they ran out and they got the shot. and now they've listened to my 400 and some podcasts. They've listened in interviews. Now they've listened to you on the things that you've done. They listened to, you know, Scott Kesterson on Bards FM. They've listened to Judy Mikovits, all the rest of us, you know, the five doctors and everything. And now they're saying, what did I do? I mean, how do I undo this? And last night I was reading this, and this seems to me to be the answer. For those who are truly Christians, not giving lip service to, yeah, I go to church, but truly in your heart. And it comes from Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. And I'm going to read it because I think it's important. He then told them, Jesus told them, as you go into the entire world, proclaim the gospel to everyone. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever doesn't believe will be condemned. These are the signs that will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons, they'll speak new languages, and they'll pick up snakes with their hands. The pharmakia, right? You know, the pharmakia stuff. And they will drive out demons, which is all the stuff about the demon of fear, you know, that's gotten into people. And then verse 18, even if they drink any deadly poison, it won't hurt them, and they'll place their hands on the sick, and they will recover. So the people who are wanting to be cured and wanting to reverse this and all this stuff need, what I've been saying for months, a year and a half now, maybe longer, need to get real with their God, need to put their fear at the feet of the cross, get understanding and acceptance of Jesus Christ, the Savior, into their life. Because if you're not going to do that, I guess you will be condemned and you won't recover. What do you think about that, Rachel?
Just repent. I mean, I'm not here to condemn anybody. The Bible says we all have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Repent. And it says in the Bible that certain demons only go out by fasting and prayer. So now, more than ever, is a time to fast and pray. Get your Bible out. Read. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, when the Lord says that he will curse people for disobedience and strike them down with plague and wasting disease, no mask or vaccine will save you. What we're talking about is actual curses from the Lord himself. And then there's the blessings for obedience. So just, you know, all we can do is repent, walk in love. He says, through love, many sins are atoned for. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your enemy. It's a hard thing to do, but as you practice that discipline, it gets easier. We look at them with a softer heart and say, I want to understand something happened to them, and they're deceived. I want to pray for them, because God has mercy on my wretched soul. The least I can do is be obedient and love my neighbor as he commands me to do.
So in closing this morning, Rachel, and we're going to hop over and do a deep dive here in a couple of minutes, but what would you like, what encouraging words would you like to give to people who are here this morning?
Well, just know that you can take authority over your health. I see many people on pharma drugs and going to these doctors round and round. Take authority over your health. You can reverse disease naturally at home. There's so much you can do, and you can get off a lot of these drugs if you just tap into that, you know, seeking that truth and wanting that. But it's all there for you. So I want to empower you with that you can take authority over your health.
I'm going to write this in here. People are asking me about this. Take authority over your health, and that you can cure it.
Reverse disease naturally at home.
And where can they follow you and find you so that they can hear more about what you're doing? What's your Instagram page and where they find your website and all those things?
Well, what I'm doing is, by the way, you got to get off WordPress and you got to get off GoDaddy. If we're going to go the distance with the enemy, these platforms I've moved completely off. So you can reach me at my website, rachelseller.org or theforensicnurse.org. I'm on BitChute and Rumble. But I don't post on YouTube anymore. And Instagram, I could be taken down any day. You know, we don't know. So, you know, star my website in your browser And that's really it. I think BitChute and Rumble. I'm on brand new tube as well. But, you know, we're going to be in a big tech war, and it's going to get increasingly more difficult. My friend, Dr. Truat, WordPress took his website down in 2018. So, and I knew to get off like a while ago, WordPress and GoDaddy, because it's very big and ugly what's happening. So just a word of caution for everyone.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just, we're doing the best we can to stay visible as long as we can, because, you know, we may have to go to, you know, old fashioned folk trees. You know, we may have to start, you know, just calling people, or, oh my goodness, meeting in person with some people.
Oh, I miss going to the conferences so much. I mean, I used to go to the A4M. I mean, they've kind of turned quite a bit new agey now with all their genetic stuff, but I really miss going to the conferences and being around people.
Yeah, I just got a notification yesterday I'm going to be speaking at A4M this year. So,
oh, are you?
Which is kind of interesting, because how long have I been doing this? Going on 21 years. It's the first time they've ever invited me to speak.
Well, that's a good sign, because they were doing something called precision medicine, and I'm like screwing around with the genes and all this DNA stuff. I'm like, they kind of got a little new agey for a minute, but I really enjoyed the A4M. I've met some amazing people at that show.
Yeah, it's really great. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for joining us here this morning at This Week with Dr. T. And what I just think it's just grateful and honored to know that you are standing firm. And you started this discussion, for those of you that joined in late, by saying that she stood the ground with a 5-year relationship and said, you know, I can't do this. I love this person. I love you forever. I'll pray for you. But I have got to go my separate ways, because I'm not going to be around someone who's been injected with this genetic modification tool. And again, I pray for you, and I pray for your strength, because that is such a living testimony of standing in your faith and standing where you need to be, because you know the Lord will provide, and the right man will come along that you can be equally yoked with and have the same sort of vision with. So that's awesome. So with that, I always like to tell everybody, go to drtenpenny.com. You can find our webinar links, all of our social media links, our podcast link. Please, while you're there, join it for our email list, because that's how we're going to stay in contact with you when they kick us off of all these social media platforms once and for all. And I always like to close out our discussions on Monday morning on This Week with Dr. T with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until next week or the next time, remember to lean into God, trust Him with everything, even the tiniest little decisions in your life. Give Him the glory for all the good and all the things that appear to you to be bad, because at the end, all things work together for them through the Lord. So I love all of you guys. Have a great week. This will be posted over on Podbean probably within the next day or so. So, Rachel, thank you so much for being the wonderful minister of truth that you are. Thank you for all that you're doing to help and heal people. And thank you so much for being with us here this morning.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.